Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. What a taste thrill. What a marvelous treat for you and your family when you serve delicious Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's rich in savory juices, luscious red, and packed with a wonderful flavor. For Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. So as soon as you can, visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, you know it's fresh, it's tender, it's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs' fiancée of many years ago is coming home. Yes, Johnny Keith is flying home from South Africa on the Atlantic Clipper Seagull. He should reach America by nightfall, and Penny has a premonition of an exciting phone call before the night is out. It's still early afternoon, however, when she says to her mother, Grace,
Mother, I have an idea that the phone's going to ring before we go to bed tonight, and Johnny will be calling from New York.
I know what you'll do till that phone does ring. Stay up if you have to stay up till dawn.
Yeah, I might at that. No, sir, I won't. I understand Jeremy's plane gets to New York a little after sundown. If I haven't heard from him by 9 or 10, I won't expect to hear at all.
Well, chances are he'll just take the train or plane to Rossville and surprise you. You know, he didn't say what time his plane was leaving South Africa.
No, but he gave us the name of the plane. You can be sure he knew we'd try to find out what time that particular plane was leaving.
You're convinced he's been vague about his arrival just to tease you, aren't you?
Yeah, you bet I am. Mother, don't you dare tell Johnny how worried I am about him and how I fretted because he'd be funny about it.
Oh, don't worry, darling, I won't. But you'd better warn Jed and the others not to say anything. You've made it pretty obvious to all of us that you're excited about his coming.
I suppose you're not one bit interested in seeing him again.
Why, you know I am, darling. But I'm not all in a dither about it.
I'm not in a dither about it either.
No?
No.
Oh, Penny. Oh, I'm so glad you've never grown up. I hope you always stay a little girl.
I'm not a little girl. In fact, I'm a little too grown up for comfort.
And just what's uncomfortable about the degree to which you've grown up?
Well, I'm not getting any younger, and where am I? What have I done with my life? Nothing, really.
Why, I think you've done a great deal, dear. Remember, old as you may think you are, you aren't too far out of your teens.
Oh, don't ever say that around Windy Day or I may have him on my hands again.
Oh, good heavens, let's hope not. Jed told me how he got rid of him for you. I don't think that scheme would work on Windy a second time.
Oh, no, I don't either. Oh, did Jed tell you everything he said to Windy?
Well, I think so. He said he told Windy that it was time that he thought the two of you were married, and he was glad Windy was the kind of man who could support you.
No, I mean, did he tell you his description of marriage?
Yes, how Windy would be saddled with bills and a demanding wife.
And that's all,
Well, wasn't that enough to frighten the poor boy?
I suppose so. But Mother Jed went further than that.
Oh?
I really shouldn't tell on him, but I can't resist. Jed used you to frighten Windy.
Use me?
Mm-hmm. He described you as a mother-in-law of the battle axe variety.
He did? Why, wait till I get my hands on that.
No, don't scold him. He was only joking.
Well, I wonder now. So that's what Jed thinks of me.
Oh, no, Mother, he doesn't.
Well, I'll show him just what a battle axe be, a battle axe of a wife.
No, you're not serious.
Oh, of course not. I'm going to get even with him, just to say.
I bet you.
I don't know what I'll do, but I'll tell.
Oh, Mother, maybe that's someone from the telegraph office with a message from Johnny. Excuse me.
Penny, Johnny's plane doesn't get to New York till the evening.
Oh, don't be too sure about that. Sometimes those things do come in ahead of time. Just a minute, I'm coming. Oh.
Hello, Penny.
Angela.
My, what a sad-faced greeting.
I'm sorry. I thought it might be someone with a telegram. Come in.
You're sure it's all right?
Will you stop it? How are you?
Fine. Oh, hello, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, hello, Angela. My, you look pretty today.
Well, I had a good night's sleep last night. The first since I've been in Rossville.
Oh, is something wrong with the room where you're staying?
No, nothing at all, but... Well, I never sleep well in a strange place.
Oh.
I'm so used to sleeping in a nurse's dormitory. Having a room all to myself seems rather odd.
Is it still as nice as you thought it would be?
Oh, it's lovely. Like having my own apartment. I'm going to have a housewarming one of these days, and you and Mrs. Billings will both have to come.
I'll be there.
And so will I. Say, I wonder if Jed's awake. I think I'll have to go in and straighten him out for calling me an old battle.
No, Mother, don't.
Oh, I won't be too hard on him, Penny. But if he can have fun at my expense, I can have a little fun at his.
Golly. Penny, what's this about your mother being called an old battle-axe?
It's a long story, Angela. It's what Jed called Mother when he was describing the horrors of wedded bliss to Windy Day.
Oh, I see. Incidentally, I understand LaFaire Windy has come to a happy ending.
Mm-hmm, very happy. If Wendy's happy about it, and I understand from Hazel that he is, then the happiness is unanimous. Yep, the community center's opening next week, you know. No delays this time.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Last I'll get to do what I quit Heatherton Hospital for.
Oh, you weren't worried that the place would never open, were you?
Well, I think you had your doubts, didn't you?
Yes, I did. While Hazel and her friends were so unfriendly toward me anyway. But I had a long talk with Hazel the other day.
You two on good terms again?
The best of friends. The boycott of the center's been canceled and forgotten. And Hazel's making a speech at the opening day ceremonies.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. Your worries must be completely over then.
Hmm? In regard to Hazel and Wendy, the rest of the youngsters, and the community center, yes, my worries are over.
But if it isn't one thing, it's another. I suppose you don't want to hear the latest about Dr. Evans then, do you?
What's happened to Joel?
It's not what's happened to him. It's what he's doing. I saw one of the nurses from the hospital yesterday, and she says Dr. Weston tried once more to get Joel to reconsider his resignation.
And, of course, Joel wouldn't.
No, and Dr. Weston was more furious than ever. They say he's positively fuming.
Oh, I wish Joel weren't so stubborn.
Well, he is, though. There's no way of changing him. Oh, but, Penny, I wish you'd do something to make him change his mind.
Angela, I've tried. I've tried everything I could think of.
Do you want him to leave the hospital?
Oh, of course I don't want him to leave. That's the last thing I want him to do.
Then why can't you talk him into staying?
Have you ever tried to talk him into anything he doesn't want to do?
No, I've never been in a position to argue with him. Our relations have always been as a nurse and doctor, remember?
Yeah, but they aren't now. Angela, I wonder if you try to talk to him.
Penny, if you can't do anything with him, how can I? Everything he's done because of you.
I've gone so far as to tell him I wouldn't speak to him if he left the hospital. What more can I do?
If you'll forgive my boldness, and I know Joel wants to marry you, you could promise to marry him if he stays at the hospital. Well, hasn't it gone that far as you're concerned?
No, it hasn't gone that far. Oh, Angela, I'm fond of Joel, terribly fond of him, but... He's silly to throw away this opportunity because of me, and I've told him so. I've told him I could promise him nothing.
Well, that's why he's leaving the hospital, then. He's so much in love with you, he wants to be near you all the time to protect his interests, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Angela, Joel's been positively ridiculous. Where he ever got the idea that I'm still in love with Johnny Keith, I'll never know.
Well, he must have gotten it from you, Penny. Certainly no one else has talked to him about John.
I've denied 1,000 times that John is anything more than a friend and just a good friend.
Penny, I think you're fooling yourself. I've watched you ever since you knew Johnny Keith was coming home for a visit. And you're acting as if he's far more to you than a friend. Even a good friend.
I'll get it.
Hello, Penny.
Oh.
Hazel here?
No, Wendy, she isn't as she's supposed to be.
Yeah, I saw her as we were leaving school, and she asked me to meet her here about 5:30.
Well, it isn't quite 5:30 yet. Come on in and wait, won't you?
Well, if it's not an inconvenience.
No, how have you been?
I've been like a man without a... Okay. Working pretty hard in school. Father says I have to pass algebra this semester. I won't get any gasoline for my motorcycle.
Well, you better see that you pass algebra then.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. What I need is the inspiration that a man... Hazel's pretty good in algebra. She'll help me pass. You want to see the newspaper? I'm taking it home to Father, but you can look at it.
No, thank you. I'd rather hear what you've been doing lately.
You mean that, Penny?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you're still... Oh, I haven't been doing anything the other kids haven't been doing, too. You know how we kids are. Nothing we do is important. How you been?
Fine, thank you. Oh, Hazel was here the other day, and we talked about the center. You and all the others are going to be there for the opening, aren't you?
Oh, we sure are. Cross my heart in Colorado if I don't think it's going to be great at the center this summer. The kids are all making plans for parties and things.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I guess what goes on there is up to you, isn't it? An older person.
No, Wendy, the center's going to belong to you. Well, what I think we ought to have is a committee of youngsters to accept plans and ideas and pass on them. Of course, Angela Brill and I will oversee what goes on, but the center will really be your place.
Gosh, we're such a bunch of lucky kids, aren't we? We won't have to go to places like a barn to dance. We're all those old stuffy grown-ups, girl.
Oh, you think grown-ups are stuffy, do you?
Oh, no, not all of them. You, for instance, Penny, you're one person who will never... Well, you're different because you're nice to children and don't treat them like kids.
I certainly don't, not when they're grown up.
Oh, don't let my looks fool you, Penny. I'm a lot younger than I seem to be.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I even asked Mother the other day if she didn't make a mistake about when I was born. Maybe I'm even 2 or 3 years younger than I've been told and everybody thinks.
Oh, Wendy, I'm quite sure your mother knows your birth date.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
But there have been mistakes like that, you know.
Yes, I know, but I'm sure you're all of 18.
17. I won't be 18 until next week.
Next week, what day?
Well, Mother says it'll be Friday, but she might be wrong about that, too.
Friday? Yeah. Well, congratulations in advance. Maybe we'll do something for your birthday.
Oh, no. I don't want you to do that. Hazel and some of the other kids are giving me a party. Just kid stuff, you know. You'd be bored, wouldn't you?
If you say so.
I just know you would. It'd be like going to a kindergarten party. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drop the news.
Wendy, what's the matter? You seem a little nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. Just anxious for Hazel.
Wendy, let me see that newspaper a minute.
Huh?
What's that headline about the Atlantic something?
Oh, it's about one of those big planes that fly the ocean. See, it says, Atlantic Clipper down in mid-ocean crash. Fear all on board are lost.
Does it give the name of the plane, Wendy?
Yeah, sure, right here. It's a seagull. I've seen pictures of it. It's one of those big
jobs. Seagull. Wendy, that's the name of the plane that Johnny Keith is on.
So the plane bringing Johnny Keith back to America is down in a mid-ocean crash, and all on board are feared lost. Was he on the ill-fated plane? And if so, is this the end of Johnny Keith and the beginning of a new sorrow for Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, indeed, ladies. The word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. It's wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender. The best eating beef you ever tasted. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And ladies, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. That's right. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. And since all this is done before your purchase is weighed and priced, you get more meat for your money. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. But ladies, just remember that Kroger Tender Ray Beef is an exclusive Kroger value. So your Kroger store is the only place where you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money, because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.